Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you today of some local happenings, events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey, broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 to 10 in the morning on Kix Country 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kix Country. This gives you an opportunity to tell some family and friends that are around and about but maybe missed the show this morning, or some people in surrounding counties to catch the evening replay. Family from other states can even listen in through the Delhalla Horizon website at www.delhallahorizon.com. Click on the link on the Delhalla Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kix Country. I want to say thank you, Delhalla Horizon, for collaborating with the Clay County Corner and WVFB to provide this service to our neighbors that are near and far. We have a good show for you during the next hour, so grab that extra cup of coffee and sit back and get ready to hear about some local Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, we're going to hear from Mr. Sam Hyder with Joey's Flowers and Gifts, and from Dr. Doug Young with the 3-Star updates and recent TVA meeting with Clay Countyans, and then some other issues. Don't forget, it's basketball season. The junior high games are underway at Hermann Springs and Salina K-8, as well as the Clay County High School Bulldogs, who are going to be catching games this Saturday at Van Buren County, and next Tuesday night at Macon County, followed by the Wayne County Christmas tourney for the boys, and then the Midway Christmas tourney for the girls. Games start with the Lady Bulldogs on game night at 6 o'clock p.m. Our Clay County boys team remains undefeated. Yay! Home games will resume. We've had a lot of away games, and we still have several, but home games will resume on January the 9th, and then I think there might be one or two more away games, but most of the season finishes with most of the remaining games at home. If you miss supper at home and you can't make it to one of our local restaurants, which is a good idea to go there before the games, then Miss Beverly Cherry and her assistants will have some good old concession stand hot dogs and popcorn and some delicious fresh-baked cookies ready for you. So make an effort to hit the gym and support our student-athletes. I want to mention, too, in the spirit of Christmas, sort of, the Bank of Salina cash giveaway has started. You can win cash daily now up until Christmas Eve at the Bank of Salina. There are 10 branch locations, limit one entry daily. And then Sunday drawings will be announced on Facebook. It's $100 this week, and that's gradually escalating to $1,000, with each branch giving away a kid's bicycle on December the 22nd.
That is very exciting.
Pretty good giveaways there.
Oh, yes.
And then we've got also the Macon Bank and Trust giveaway. They have two $250 cash prizes location each week through December the 20th. You can enter as often as you like, and winners are limited, however, to one prize per week. On December the 24th, at the main Lafayette office, there are going to be four $500 cash drawings, and all of the office entries will be in this drawing. I guess that's about it for those early announcements. Today's subjects are going to include information about holiday decorating tips, and I'm so glad to have Sam back with me this year. We did excuse me, we did a spring,
yes.
And then we usually try to grab a Christmas decorating tip, too. We need to do at least, we got four seasons.
Right. So got to have something for every season there.
Right. We're going to have to get better at this. But we're going to have that information, and he's going to talk to us, too, about safety and recycling, awareness of safe plant handling, and then we'll talk about the Christmas play, the Coffin, the Anthem a little bit, and the Mittens Tree. But for now, we're going to have a quick break for our sponsors, and then I'm back with Mr. Sam.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
This is Susan Bailey back at the Clay County Corner on WVFB 101.5 on your FM dial. Birthday and anniversary announcements for the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Don't forget those. Be sure to call in for birthday and anniversary announcements for each week. Today's drawing will include the week of December the 5th through the 11th. So I did get a couple of calls this morning that are actually for next week. So we're going to keep those on the list, but just be aware that this announcement today will be between December the 5th through today, the 11th. Just leave a message on 931-243-5574. And please speak just slowly and clearly, loudly, so that we can get all of the details. I did have to call a couple people back this morning just because I couldn't understand the name or the date or something. So just leave a good, clear message, and we'll be more than happy to announce it because somebody gets to win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake every Thursday if your name's drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen in the meantime and take advantage of their very filling breakfast and their great lunches and dinner menus. Listen today at the end of the show for this week's birthday and anniversary announcements and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up the certificate to claim your cake at the Clay County Chamber today after 10:30 this morning. Start calling after the show today for next week's announcements, which will cover the week of December the 12th through December the 18th. Now, let me officially welcome Mr. Sam Hyder to our show this morning. Sam, I appreciate you being here this morning.
Well, thank you, Susan. It's great to be here. I tell you what, isn't this wonderful cold weather great?
It is. Nice crisp mornings.
Yes, it's bringing in the Christmas season very well. And, you know, I enjoy seeing funny things out there. I wore a Santa hat today.
Uh-huh.
You know, I believe everybody should put a little jingle in their step and get their jingle on for the holiday.
We've got to do that and get those, you know, I love the ugly Christmas sweaters, always have, so get those ugly Christmas sweaters out and put them on.
Oh, I tell you what, to somebody that's colorblind or wear trifocals like myself, some of those sweaters are not as ugly as we think they are.
That's true. So we need to get in the Christmas spirit and start getting out there with all this stuff.
Exactly. I tell you, at this time of year, we really, really have to think, though, about all of the things that are out there that we can recycle.
Absolutely.
And reuse.
Absolutely.
You know, I see a lot of people that we do a lot of home decorating and things like that. And there's so many things that sit in the garage or in mm-hmm. the attic. That are never put out, things from 1954.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And retro's back.
Yeah, most definitely. One of the stores here on the square with the wonderful aluminum Christmas
yes,
trees.
Beautiful.
Those things are great. But, you know, I do like to remind everybody, if it's something that you've not used in 2 years,
mm-hmm.
then donate it to a senior center. Take and recycle it. Make it into something else.
Absolutely.
Turn that waste that's sitting there taking up your space
mm-hmm.
into some kind of cash or a gift for someone.
Right. You know, you mentioned the Senior Citizen Center, the nursing home.
Exactly.
And I had on the end of the show to mention, too, about Helping Hands. They always take donations, I think, every Thursday.
Which I think you're right there. Mm-hmm. And those are wonderful programs. They
mm-hmm.
reach so many people in our communities that need help in this area.
Right.
Also take into consideration those families that may not be able to afford some of these things. If you've got extra decorations that are laying around, most people tend to change their decor about every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I also recommend that whatever you add to, take away. If you are adding a new color of ornaments this year, then take away a color of
mm-hmm.
ornaments. Retire those to someone else that
mm-hmm.
may be able to use them.
Mm-hmm.
Or there are many ways to recycle those things.
There are.
So,
you know, I want to throw in, too, if you don't care. Of course, I'm sending care packages to the soldiers quite often. And I did have a lot of requests from them for Christmas ornaments or something to brighten their day over there.
Exactly. You know, it doesn't take too much. Remember
it
Charlie
doesn't.
Brown and his tree and his one little ornament.
So true.
Touched a community, still touches our lives today when
mm-hmm.
we watch that favorite cartoon, you know, that one little ornament on that tree. So in reaching those people that are away, you are most definitely serious there about that. Those little items like that bring tradition,
hope,
faith, brings all of these things to those people that are so far away from their family, their home, into our world here, their daily routine here. It brings them back and grounds them with their families.
Yes, it does.
So, you know, I remember growing up as a child, we never had a Christmas tree in the house until I was 10 years old.
Hmm.
That first Christmas tree, whoa, had a family of squirrels in it. We didn't know it until we plugged the lights up and
no.
it got warm and they come out of hibernation. But I tell you what, I watched my mom and dad after Christmas was over with. They took the Christmas tree down. They took it down to our local lake and sank it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a wonderful item
habitat.
In the lake bed for our fish that
mm-hmm.
are in the area. So in larger cities, I know that there's programs that gather up these trees and sink
right.
them into lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Here with Del Hollow, I'm sure you would want to find out what areas they have designated for
true.
That, and I'm sure that they do,
mm-hmm.
to recycle those items back into nature.
Mm-hmm. Just a quick call to the Corps of Engineers.
Exactly, and that'll tell you exactly where you need to take that tree and drop it off. Also, if you have someone that is chipping wood, and we have a lot of sawmills around here,
exactly.
they will take your trees and turn them into mulch. So put them in that pile there, too,
mm-hmm.
you know. In Norway, they keep their Christmas trees 2 years. Their first year, they cut it and celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
They put their Christmas trees up Christmas Eve. The next day, it comes down, and it's dipped in paraffin and turned upside down, hung in a safe area in the home. And the following year, that Christmas tree is put up once again and decorated.
Isn't that something?
Yes. This helps save their natural forest.
Uh-huh.
It helps keep their air clean. Then they take these trees and have a retirement of the tree celebration around New Year's.
Well.
So they get 3 uses out of that one tree.
Uh-huh.
So, but when it comes to these things that we see at Christmas time, there are many materials that are used in making these things. Glitter is made from metal, ground glass, plastics. There's all different kinds of paint, wire of different gauges. There's a lot of materials there that can be broken down and recycled in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes a few minutes to read a label. And, you know, most containers, ornaments, things like out there have that triangular symbol on the bottom with a 1, 2, or 3 in it. Those numbers are very important. Those numbers let us know how many times that material can be recycled. It also lets us know various ways that it can be cycled. If it's something that only has one use on it,
mm-hmm.
it's what the one stands for, it most likely cannot be recycled.
Okay.
So that's what those numbers are for. So look at the labels on the product.
Hmm. That's interesting. I wasn't aware of that.
Most everything out there, cardboard boxes, any of that stuff, you'll see an ink code on there that has that triangle. So get a little bit of knowledge there and learn how to turn those things back into use. Keep them out of our landfills.
Right.
Because, you know, our children and their children, one of these days, are going to be walking on top of our garbage.
That's true. I saw this morning on one of the local news stations about the millions of pounds of plastics that are cycling in our oceans
now.
Millions of pounds.
You know, I'm surprised this stuff is not being put on spaceships and sent into space because, you know, if you look at it clearly, for everything that is added to, something has to be taken away.
Right.
You know, we only have so much earth,
mm-hmm.
so much soil on this planet. We only have so much water on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Once that's used, there's so many times it can be recycled and then it's gone.
Right.
For example, I used to live in Chattanooga. In Chattanooga, if you're downtown Chattanooga and you drink a glass of water there, that water has been
mm-hmm.
purified 7 times previously to you drinking it
mm-hmm.
from the Tennessee River.
Mm-hmm.
So that water has gone through 7 other uses
mm-hmm.
before it comes to you to be used. With the things that are safe for our environment today, things still make us good drinking water.
Right,
so.
Right. Sam, we need to take a quick break, and then we'll get right back at it.
Very good.
Break for our sponsors.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Winter driving is most dangerous on wet roads when the temperature is at or below 32 degrees. Hello, this is Trooper Dean Patterson of the Kentucky State Police. If you must travel during inclement weather, slow down and take your time. Tell others what routes you will take and when you plan to arrive. Don't assume that roads that are treated with salt are safe. There might be slick spots. Keep your gas tank at least half full to prevent your gas line from freezing and to use to run your engine in case you get stranded. This winter, drive like your life and others depends on it, because it does.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner, sitting in the corner of the courthouse on the square in Solana. This is WVSB 101.5 Kicks Country. And I'm sitting here, in case you've just now tuned in, I'm sitting here with Sam Hyder with Joey's Flowers and Gifts, and we've been talking about recycling, and we've got just all kinds of really cool stuff still yet to cover. So I'm going to let Sam take it away again.
Well, thank you, Susan. I encourage everybody, please recycle. It doesn't take but only a few seconds, and it saves so much. So that is very important out there.
It is.
But, you know, along with recycling, the Christmas season also brings some very happy times, some very sad times if you're not careful.
True.
There are so many things out there so many of us are allergic to. For example, I myself are allergic to most evergreens.
Mm.
And, of course, working at a flower shop, those things, I have to take precautions there.
Right.
Surely to not wind up swollen up like a grape or
mm-hmm.
a plump orange or whatever. So a couple of things that we may want to talk about is our beautiful poinsettias.
Yes.
Or poinsettia, as some people say. You know, it's a tropical.
Mm-hmm.
They do very well outside in the summertime, so I encourage anyone who can have them, keep them living through the winter months.
Mm-hmm.
Once it comes spring, after frost is over, dig a hole, plant it out in the yard, semi-shady area. You'll be surprised how leafy this thing comes back.
Okay.
Of course, what causes them to bloom is the change of light.
Mm-hmm.
So before frost comes, dig this plant up, put it back in a pot, sit it in a dark area, closet, for about 2 weeks. When you bring it out, it will readjust itself to light, and automatically the leaves will start to turn red or whatever color your poinsettia is.
Right, okay.
You know, everyone thinks those big, beautiful red leaves are the bloom of the flower.
Uh-huh.
If you look closely in the center, you'll see these little yellow florets. That is actually the flower.
Mm-hmm.
What has changed is that beautiful foliage for us to enjoy. This plant also secretes a very white, milky sap.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That sap is poisonous, especially to cats.
Okay.
May look like milk to them,
mm-hmm.
may be sticky like milk to them, definitely doesn't taste like milk to them. Or a small child. Consume enough of it, internal bleeding and convulsions are two of the main things that we see. And then, of course, mm-hmm. vomiting and so on. If you notice these things in your pet or your child, of course, call the Center of Disease and Control. They'll tell you what to do there. Or if you'll simply take and get the animal or the child to eat a banana, drink some Sprite, there's a chemical reaction there that will cause them to vomit, and they will throw up everything that is in them.
Hmm.
This gets that poison out of their system. And then, of course, drink milk. It coats the esophagus and the
mm-hmm.
stomach, and then seek medical attention immediately. Also, in handling this plant, make sure that you don't touch your face or your eyes, because it can also enter your system that way.
Of course.
You know, through your eyes.
If you've touched the sap.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It can enter your system that way. Whenever you're working with fresh evergreens or whatever, I always recommend that you put on a coat of lotion before you handle these things. That helps it not penetrate the skin as fast. Hollies especially. A lot of people are allergic there, and it's so easy to get pricked by those. Just
it
a
is.
Simple prick in a two-week period with with an infection could kill you, could kill you. Another one out there that is a danger, very pretty, and I enjoy it, and I see it locally here everywhere, is mistletoe.
Oh, yeah.
Those berries from that kissing ball, not the leaves themselves, but the berries, those little white sticky berries, are so poisonous. You know, for an infant, baby 8 months old, a year or less, it's only going to take three of those berries to possibly kill that child.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, those things are things that we've definitely got to watch out for. Another one is juniper with its beautiful blue berries. And, you know, there are alcoholic beverages that are made of gin is made with the juniper berry. But the process it goes through takes the poisons away from it.
Okay.
But if we consume those straight from the plant, we could die from that also. So take precautions there. Always wear gloves. Make sure you put on a good coat of lotion. And then immediately after handling those products, get out the bar of soap and
wash those
scrub
hands.
It down, most definitely. So watch out for those things. Then again, after the season's over with, take that wreath of those products that you've made that out of and recycle them into nature. Put them in your compost pile, chipper, in the lake, like we talked before, as a natural bed for our fish. Other plants that we see a lot at Christmas time, we may see paper whites, which are jonquils, daffodils, as we are called.
Yeah.
We see those.
They force those. You can get those in a lot of shops.
Amaryllis, the same way. The beautiful, whenever they die down, take those bulbs, cut that dead from there, put it in a paper sack and put it in the freezer. Leave it for 3 weeks, bring it out, put it back in the dirt, and that thing will bloom right over again because it thinks it's gone through winter and it's coming on spring. So you can get maybe two, sometimes three blooms out of three blooming sessions out of that through the winter season.
Wow, and that would be sometime in January, March, somewhere around March or something?
Exactly. Trick that plant into thinking it's gone through winter and enjoy it all over again.
Don't throw it away.
Exactly. You know, when people were coming to this country, when America was first established, there were stowaways on boats, and they would bring over baskets of flower bulbs and things like that from their home countries. There was a family called Van Wingerden. They brought gladiolus to the United States. And those gladiolus bulbs actually kept that family alive as that family traveled from shore to shore. It was the only thing they had to eat.
Wow.
So not only did they bring us the flowers helped them survive.
So a good plant versus bad plant. Beautiful plant, but with potential.
Yes, most definitely. My favorite, of course, is our Norfolk Island pine. You know, it's that evergreen that we see that the branches grow out in layers.
Oh, yes, yes.
Very pretty.
Great.
Oh, yes. It is a tropical pine. They can handle down to about 8 degrees for maybe 2-3 days. But their favorite temperature is around 42 to 68 is their best. Of course, they can handle much higher temperatures. Always make sure that these things stay watered. Just because it's cold outside doesn't mean that the plant doesn't need a drink of water.
Yeah.
So watch what you've got out there and watch their water sources on them, too. That plant itself, it's not harmless because to someone out there, it will be harmful.
Right.
Because we all have allergies to many different things. But to most people, that plant is pretty safe. To most pets, it's pretty safe. So our danger for the holiday season, of course, is our lovely poinsettia. So we have to watch out for it. It's our
because
killer
they're
out
sitting
of the
everywhere.
Exactly.
You know, people have those sitting on the floor, which are easily accessible to kids and cats and puppies.
Exactly. So, you know, you take take your precautions there.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in high school, my art teacher, she had five of them in our classroom. Those poinsettias were about 7 foot tall.
Wow.
She had them for over 30 years.
My goodness.
Each plant. And again, she did the take it outside, plant it thing,
mm-hmm.
bring it back in. And
isn't that something?
Oh, yes. They were lovely. I enjoy that plant myself. I love its bright colors.
I can imagine. Yeah, I love it too.
So, they can get pretty hardy too. In talking about color, our Pantone color, which is Pantone is the people that set the color for the world for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
This year was shades of orchid, which were shades of pink. You
mm-hmm.
saw it in clothing, furniture, draperies, linens. Automobiles were different shades of this pink, from a,
mm-hmm.
a vivid hot pink to a very pale, almost washed white with just a blush of pink. This year's color is called Marcella. It was chosen last week. Marcella is a reddish amber color.
Mm.
If you could imagine a terracotta that's been not whitewashed.
I'm going to like that.
pink washed. It's
uh-huh.
been pink washed.
Huh.
It works well with grays and flimsy colors. So look for it. It will be in your clothing lines first, and then will turn into exactly. We see it
found
sitting
a candle
here
in here.
Candle,
that
and actually the clock frame around there.
Yeah.
So, excuse me, that color is going to be the color coming now.
Okay.
You'll also see it hit the garden area big this year. It will be terracotta pots and things
mm-hmm.
like that will work well with this color. It's going to be a good outside color. You'll
mm-hmm.
see it in plantings and in flowers and things like that with siding and our slate stone, our wonderful clay for Clay County
yeah.
in that beautiful gray
mm-hmm.
is going to work well with Marcella's color this
mm-hmm.
year. It also it enriches the mind and the body and the soul because it is a warm,
yeah.
spicy color.
Mm-hmm.
And it exudes confidence and stability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a good color for the season.
It will be. I love it. It brings to mind to me the Southwest flavor.
Yes,
and I love those colors.
It does. It's got that spice to it.
It does.
So it's going to be a good one to look for there. I'm curious to see, though, how this is going to work with red, green, and gold for Christmas. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
we see teal and we saw pool blue a few years ago that was chosen by Pantone to come into our Christmas scene with peacock feathers and
right.
ornaments that were brushed with the teal and gold and
mm-hmm.
so on. I can see this color doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I also think with its terracotta theme, it's also going to take us back to those colonial times where we had the not so much dusty rose or mauve color, because this color is deeper, it's warmer.
Yeah.
It will work well with mineral blues and slates, very well with the hunter greens and those shades too.
Yeah.
So
I'm just seeing maybe not the bright reds.
Right.
They
right.
would probably contrast, but there are so many different shades
oh,
of
yes.
red.
Oh, yes.
That would blend
definitely.
Well.
Have you ever thought about doing a Christmas tree in 100 shades of red?
Oh, my goodness. That would be beautiful.
It would be pretty.
Mm-hmm. It would be.
This color would fall very well into that
mm-hmm.
because it does have a strong red hint to it, but it's got that warm amber orange to it also.
Yes.
So it's going to be very comfortable.
Yes. Well, Sam, it's time for another break, and I would like to ask you ahead of time to come back next week.
Please.
Okay.
I will be glad to.
Because we didn't even hardly touch the surface, and there's so much to talk about for decorating, and I know I'm appealing to the ladies out there especially, and some of you guys too that decorate, you know, but it's time to take a break right now, and we'll switch to another guest, and thank you, Sam, for coming today, and we're going to continue this. Next
Please.
Week. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, and thanks for having me again.
All right.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Time for a break.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be
a
football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route.
Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
This is Susan Bailey back with the Thursday morning segment of the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country 101.5 FM, WVFB. Joining me now is Dr. Doug Young. I appreciate you coming in this morning, too, so we can keep everybody informed of some of the stuff that's going on locally.
We always have a lot going on in Salina.
We do.
Clay County.
Contrary to what we hear sometimes.
Yes.
There's always something going on.
It's just very difficult to fit it all in when it comes down to it.
It is, really. I mean, we had the TVA thing the other night, and that was on a...
Soil conservation was going on at the same time.
Soil conservation was going on, and was
there... And a junior high ball game.
A junior high ball game. Okay, I knew that there were a couple of conflicts. Of course, the ball games, those are all routinely scheduled,
yes.
But it's so hard. You just call people and make sure that there's nothing going on, and inevitably, there's something. All right, well, what are we going to talk about first this morning?
Let's take off talking about the planning meeting. That was an exciting event.
Very good.
We had over 50 people there
to
talk.
Good crowd.
What we ought to be doing in the future to make Clay County a little bit better place to live, work, and play. And we've got the results back now, and the results are really interesting.
Good.
Surprising to me that some of these things ended up in the top. And let me go through, though. You know, we had four categories.
And again, this was a group of people that represented different areas of the whole county.
We had a fantastic cross-section.
Right. Very local, retired people. We had people that have just moved here. We had, there were some I did not know, and I'm just assuming that they're newcomers to the area. I know I was sitting next to someone that said, I've got some potential business interest here, and just a completely diverse group. So
even the county commissioners came, and we had 100% of the city aldermen to come, and the mayors were there. Just
business owners?
Yes, just a fantastic evening. And again, this was kind of step one of a multi-step process. We've not really outlined the whole process yet, but this was to give the community an opportunity to have input, and there'll be more of that. You're not going to go anywhere with a long-range strategic plan unless you've got the support of the people behind you.
Yes.
And again, when we look at the results of that meeting the other night, and what they considered most important was surprising to me. Jobs and economic development was one of the main categories, and the two top items there, and there wasn't a third. These were the two top ones.
Hmm.
And that number one was codes enforcement officer, and that surprised me that many people were really emphasizing that.
Mm-hmm.
But this wasn't the end of it. We'll talk about that again in a minute. Then the second item under jobs and economic development was recruit small businesses.
Yeah.
They are beginning to see that there's a future for retail in our community. And I've seen some other rural communities who don't have any industry, but they're doing really, really well with retail because they create lots of jobs.
Right. And we've got finally a recognition that we are not going to be able to recruit huge, large factories the way we did before. Those are all going overseas. They're gone overseas. We've got to look at on a smaller scale.
And just yesterday, I saw an article quoting Governor Haslam. Governor Haslam recognizes that economic development in our rural sections of Tennessee is much tougher than it is for Knoxville and Nashville and Chattanooga and Memphis. And they're getting lots and lots of industry there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those towns are just about full.
Right.
And they've grown so much, they're having to build new schools every year, and it's just really becoming a burden. And I think that state officials are beginning to look into rural areas now and say, now, wait, instead of sending us all of your high school graduates every year, let's see if we can't develop something out here that will let them stay at home.
Exactly.
And so I'm expecting during the next 4 years of his administration for him to take a new look at the development of rural areas in Tennessee.
Wonderful. Infrastructure plays a large role in that. Getting a large industry here, you've got to have huge roads coming in and going out. You know, you've got to have the ability to transport easily. And with looking at local, then we've got the beautiful smaller highways for a beautiful drive and a really nice time to go and shop locally in some mom-and-pop businesses.
I know of no other town around with the entrances like we have in Solana.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter which direction you come in from, the scenery is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Coming over from on the new bypass or the new road, and then coming down from Burkesville or coming over from Tompkinsville, the valley here is just breathtaking. And we hear that often from people who are visiting here. And they keep wanting to come back, and then eventually many of them are retiring here.
True.
And so we've got something to be proud of. All right, under housing and neighborhoods, the top two there were three top vote getters here, and that was enforced neighborhood laws on the books and regulations to clean up, keep the town neat, manicured, enforce city ordinances, and you know that ties right back to the first one.
It does.
I thought that was some folks really had that on their minds.
Yeah.
And then modernize the town was number two, and you can keep the older buildings, they say, just spruce up and modernize them.
Mm-hmm.
and we can talk about that a little later. And then the third one was retirement community. We were just talking about that.
True.
This is a great, great area to retire.
Yes,
the
it
people
is.
Here are friendly. We are close enough to Cookeville and Big Shopping areas mm-hmm. like that. We're close enough to good medical treatment. We have a hospital, and these people who are retiring don't really want to come to a community without a hospital.
That's
and
true.
We are just extremely fortunate to have
a good
hospital, good school system. But we've got the infrastructure there to really attract the retirees. And then the next area was land use, infrastructure, and environment. And believe it or not, the top item there was enforce code regulations on property.
Again.
Yeah, again. So they really had that on their mind.
It's important.
Very important to them. And then the second item there was to build a new jail.
Mm-hmm.
So that had some support among that group. And then Donaldson Park. And that's all they had down was Donaldson Park, and I'm assuming that they were talking about maybe the city taking over Donaldson Park. There's been
when it
some
opened back up.
Yes.
Fix the tennis courts and fix those areas that are good for trail walking.
Yes. And it's kind of hidden back in there, and a lot of people don't know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we've been able to tell a lot of visitors, hey, don't miss the Donaldson Park, and there's a boat ramp down there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the river is one of the underutilized areas of this county.
It is.
We've got a fantastic river with good fishing in it, and it's not a river.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the upper part of Cordell Hull Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more than just a river.
We used Donaldson Park this year for the point of origin for our run with Moonshine Days.
And that had to be impressive to those guys coming from out of town.
It was.
All right, the final category was community services and education, and the top vote getter was a co-op program for high school students. I can chime in on that a little bit. The new curriculum handed down by the State Board of Education doesn't really provide enough time to have a co-op program like we used to have, but I believe the pendulum is beginning to swing back in the other direction. Because we've started recognizing that not everybody is going to go on to college, that they need skills that can help them get a job right out of high school. And the skills they can learn in a co-op program are evident. We used to have a really strong co-op program here. Some of the parents of kids today, I suppose, were in this meeting. They remember the positive experience they had.
Right.
And they'd like to see that brought back.
Mm-hmm. For their children. Grandchildren.
I think we're going to begin to see some changes now in education and maybe bring some of those things back. The next big item there was involve our young people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
That was one disappointment I had of that meeting the other night. I didn't see any young people there.
Mm-hmm.
And as we go through this whole process, we're going to go out of our way to see if we can't recruit some young people to come to meetings like this
mm-hmm.
and get involved in the future of their community, because this is their future, too.
It is. And you're talking not just, we're not talking teenagers specifically. We're talking 40 and under.
Yes, yes, yes. The young parents.
Mm-hmm.
And if they expect their kids to be around to help take care of them when they're old,
mm-hmm.
they better be working with the community to improve it so their kids can have a job.
Right.
And then the other one was to have a teen center. And I think that's a good suggestion, and I think that's a doable thing if we could just get some volunteers to step forward and volunteer some time to run a program like that. I think it's very doable.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But all in all, we had a fantastic meeting.
We did.
And again, that's step one in a process. And hopefully, by the time the new fiscal year starts on July the 1st, we can have a pretty good strategic plan put together for Clay County. The commission seems to be supporting this all the way, and so does the city council. So we're looking forward to having something good come out of this.
Absolutely. Well, we've covered a lot of information right there. We need to zero in on it now. But first, we need to take a quick break for our sponsors.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265. Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back to Kix 101.5 FM. Returning with me, sitting here with me, is Dr. Doug Young. We've been talking about some stuff that's come up recently in town, and I want to, while I got a chance, I want to say that next week will be our last show not our last show, but we're going to not broadcast on the week of Christmas on Thursday, which I think that is Christmas Day, actually, December the 25th. And then we'll be off the following week for New Year's. So we'll have a two-week hiatus for the holidays, and then we'll come back full swing right after that. So just be prepared. We will not be there next week or the next week, or not next week, in 2 weeks and 3 weeks. But we'll be here next week. And we're going to continue now with Dr. Young, please.
I have in my notes something that's not good. We have lost Active Network. December the 19th will be their last day in Salina. They have chosen to move their entire operation, as I understand it, to Texas. And Texas made a big financial agreement with them, and we'll be losing them. But I'm sure that our county officials, the school board actually owns the building that they're in, and I'm sure the director of schools and the school board will be interested in getting somebody in that building again. The chamber will be working on that. The mayor's offices will be working on that. The county commission, city council, all of us will be working to do all we can to get another outfit in there. I know that when we got that one, when we got Active Network to come here, the original Active Network to come here, mm-hmm. we had two different outfits fighting over that building.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt like we made the best choice, and I think we did.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we made a deal with this outfit originally that all the rent they paid would go toward the purchase of the building. Well, they almost had that building paid for, and this past year they paved the parking lot. They did $22,000 worth of work on the women's restroom in the mm-hmm. building, $15,000 with the men, and I just knew they were going to stay with us a long time. And then
right.
from nowhere, they decided that they were going somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But now we have a much improved building.
They do. So they added 40,000 plus maybe dollars worth
of
renovations
almost,
this year.
That was almost 40,000 to the building itself,
uh-huh.
then 35,000 for the pavement.
Okay. So somebody that's coming in, if you've got family out there that's looking for a small
yes.
building, then by George, this one is ready.
I think there's about 15,000 square feet there,
mm-hmm.
It's ready to go on day one for our call center.
Right.
Has all those workstations in it, just ready to go. And the employees are there, trained and
ready to
go.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be after that one. Another thing, we have a state law now requiring every county to have an audit committee. In Clay County, the audit committee is composed of Anna Ruth Locke, Parrish Wright, and myself. And we have some things that we're going to be required by law to do. And one is to make an announcement on radio programs such as this, that if any Clay County employee, taxpayer, or other citizen witnesses any suspected illegal, improper, wasteful, or fraudulent activity, they are urged to report it. They can report this activity to any of the officials on this audit committee. They can call a hotline directly to the comptroller's office. That's 1-800-232-5454. Or they can mail to the audit committee, 424 Brown Street, Salina, and mark the envelope confidential, and no one will see that then except the members of the audit committee, and that information will be passed on to the comptroller's office. So that's something new. Some counties have had it a little longer. We're getting cranked up in Clay County to be able to do that. And another thing that we need to talk about just a little bit is, you mentioned that we're having conflicting dates on things, and you know, it'd help if we get this information out.
It would.
And John Keaton over at WVFB would be glad to put this on the news. And so if you have an event coming up, if you would call 270-487-2119, give that message.
6119,
right. Let me do that number again. 270-487-6119. And they'll get your event on the air and give you some promotion for it.
All righty, that sounds good. Can I give the birthday announcements really quick? I think we just got a couple of minutes left. We've just been running with all this. Happy birthday to Ricky Short. His birthday was on the 9th. Happy birthday to Zoe Smith. Her birthday was on the 6th. That's from her aunts and uncles. Happy birthday to Thelma West on the 7th. And to Jody Meadows on the 10th. And those two birthday wishes are from family and friends. Happy birthday to Hunter Smith. He was 7 years old on the 4th. He's from Union Hill Community, and he goes to Hermitage Springs School. And happy birthday to Eva Dean Spivey on the 11th. And that was from Joanna Hawkins. And those are our birthday announcements for this week, December the 5th. And we didn't have any anniversary announcements, so y'all need to start calling those in, too. And Doug, if you'll thank you very much. He's drawn a name. And the birthday winner this week is Ricky Short. His birthday was on the 9th. Congratulations, Ricky. And if you will have someone, or you stop by the Chamber of Commerce anytime after 10:30 this morning, then you will be able to get your certificate for a free Solana Dairy Queen birthday cake. Just a couple more announcements I need to make. The Grace Food Kitchen is serving every Tuesday at lunch. They welcome any monetary or food donations to continue their endeavor. And please stop by the Mitten Trees that are located at both the Bank of Solana and the Macon Bank and Trust. Stop by and get a mitten. You can. They have a list of ages, sizes, clothing, maybe a toy is requested. Please stop by early because of the deadline dates. And I think that's about it. I guess now I better close off before Randy starts hollering at me. I want to thank our guests today for a good show. And for now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day. Tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on 101.5 FM. And please keep our military in your daily prayer. I'm signing off from the Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.